From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A sea of activists waving flags and holding up signs moved through the heart of Washington, D.C. today, staunchly opposed to President Obama's health care agenda.
USA! USA!
They denounced the president's proposal to overhaul health care as a huge financial burden that threatened to lead to higher taxes. President Obama has denied that claim, saying the plan is designed to work for, not against, the insured and uninsured. At a rally in Minnesota today, the president said he's still willing to listen to all ideas.
And I've said to everybody in Congress, if you come to me with a set of serious proposals, I'm going to be there to listen and my door is going to be open. But I also said, some of you heard me on Wednesday night, I will not waste time with people who think that it's just good politics to kill health care.
The president also discussed health care with CBS's 60 Minutes. That interview airs tomorrow. China is strongly condemning the U.S.'s decision to impose new tariffs on imported Chinese tires beginning in about 2 weeks. And today, the White House defended its plan. NPR's Scott Horsley has details.
The tariffs come in response to a complaint from U.S. steelworkers, who note that Chinese tire imports have more than tripled in the last 5 years. Meanwhile, domestic tire makers have laid off thousands of workers. Under a presidential proclamation announced late Friday, Chinese tires will be subject to a 35% tariff in the coming year. That import tariff will drop to 30% the following year and 25% the year after that. The new tariffs could be a source of friction at a meeting of world leaders in Pittsburgh later this month, since members of the G20 nations have promised to avoid measures that smack of protectionism. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Obama administration says it'll hold talks with Iran along with five other partner nations, but it remains to be seen whether the talks will include the nuclear issue. NPR's Chris Arnold has more.
Iranian officials say they welcome the meetings, and it's possible that the talks could evolve into the first significant international negotiation since the Iranian Revolution 3 decades ago. But many foreign policy analysts are skeptical that the talks will be very productive. It's unclear to what degree Tehran will be willing to discuss its uranium enrichment program, which is widely thought to be part of an effort to build nuclear weapons. Critics of the talks say the U.S. shouldn't legitimize an Iranian government that appears to have manipulated this summer's presidential election. Iran also stands accused of committing human rights abuses to quell the ensuing protests. But some experts say even if the talks aren't productive, they're a necessary first step before the U.S. and the U.N. consider stronger sanctions against Iran. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Dodger Stadium was the site of an emotional gathering of thousands of firefighters today. They were paying tribute to two fallen comrades killed last month while battling the largest wildfire in Los Angeles County history. From Washington, this is NPR News. An intense manhunt is underway in northern Louisiana for a convicted murderer who walked off the state penitentiary's farm on Thursday. Authorities say more than 200 people from 18 agencies are searching for Henry Smith. The fugitive was serving life in prison for second-degree murder. In a controversy over her gender, senior government officials in South Africa have stepped up their defense of Caster Semenya, the 18-year-old women's 800-meter world champion. Australian media reports suggested that the athlete was a hermaphrodite. Here's NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton.
Since Caster Semenya won gold in Berlin last month, a row has raged about whether the teen is a young woman or a young man. South Africa's sports minister, Makinkesi Stofile, said the way the 18-year-old had been treated was disgusting and unethical. He had this warning if Semenya was stopped from competing.
I think it will be the Third World War. We will go to the highest levels of contesting such a decision, which we think would be a totally unfair and totally unjust decision. It will be a Third World War.
Athletics world governing body, the IAAF, said it was still studying the results of Semenya's tests, and the soonest an announcement would be made is late November. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Scientists are warning beachgoers in western Washington state about a staph bacteria found in sand and water samples from 5 beaches. And in a study presented at a conference today in California, researchers say they think other states may be affected. A previous study found the bacteria in water at a South Florida beach. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.